sometimes you zeichah, you learn a sugya, you see a new lichtigkeit, something that you never thought of. You understand, I guess, what it means, the Or HaTorah. This week I came to a new understanding. I think it's important, Allah L'maisa, that I wanted to share with you tonight. The Gemara in Sachem, the Gimel on the days, speaks about one of the greatest Kiddush Hashem. You know the story of Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah, that they were Moshe Nefesh. And the Gemara says what seems to be a rather strange idea. Why did they do it? How did they get the Kayak to do it? So the Gemara says they learned the Kavachayma from the Svardim. You know, in parts of the era, the Matzah Svardaya, the Tayyar Akadosha says that the Svardim jumped into the hot oven. Zof the Gemara, Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah learned the Kavachayma from Svardim. Matz Svardim, the Nanamad Tuvan, produces Hashem. And still, in spite of that, they jumped into the fiery furnace. Onu Hashem, the Tuvan of Kedusha Hashem, Alachas Kama V'chama. We have a Chiv, we have a Mitzvah, Avada, and we have to do it. And from then they learned out. They got the Koyach to be Moshe Nefesh. Strange. They learned the Kavachayma from Svardim. And the Mepharshim asked, what kind of Kavachayma is that? A Svardei, a frog, is not a Baal Bechira, is not a Baal Seichel, do something consciously with Seichel. How does a Baal Seichel, a human being, learn a Kavachayma from a frog? I think this is a very important halacha l'maaseh that we have to learn from this particular Gemara. I want to tell you a story, a Maaseh Shehoya, that happened in this Makom Kadosh here in Ashag about 20 years ago. It's not an exciting story, it's not a dramatic story, it's all of 30 seconds, but it taught me a most important lesson. I was then the Gabbai, the Beis Medrash. I went over to a Yid that quotes a Pasuk of the Baal Habas. He came from Chicago, he had a son here, and he spent the Shabbos. So I wanted to give him an Aliyah. I went over to him the end of the Kriya, and I, like motion, like, what's your name? I want to give you an Aliyah. He wouldn't budge. He put his hands to his mouth. He can't talk. After the laning finished, the oiler was making the brach. I the one to be a tichavi tibura. Again, I said, Lou, what's your name? I want to give you an Aliyah. He wouldn't talk. Until we finished until the oiler finished the bracha of the Aliyah, he apologized if you're not supposed to talk by laning all the brachas. And then he told me his name. It happened over 20 years ago, probably. But it left an indelible impression. We learned the halacha. We know the halacha. You're not supposed to talk by laning. But this Yid, this quote pasuk to Yid, when I saw him in real life, his zehiris, his devotion, his tamimus, that now you're not allowed to talk. It made such a roshim, I could say. I don't know what happened till that day. But from that day on, I would never talk. I would never dream of talking to a lady. It made such a roshim by me. You know, like you heard the other day, like, Suchal, you're not allowed, you can't. This Yid, in his simple ways, taught me, you're not allowed to talk with a lady. He wasn't the Rosh Hashiva, he wasn't the Rav, he wasn't the Magatir. And then I understood, I guess, a better understanding in a Varta, Bianchi Zuchayim Levarach, would often say, there are two ways of teaching people. Chinuch and Hashpa. Chinuch, of course, means a person works hard to teach, deliberately teaches the other person, a Rebbe or a Shiva, the Mechanach. But he would say there's a different way of influencing people, and that is by Hashpa. A person in his own Dalaramis does what he has to do, does it with Simcha, does it with chiyus, and memela, without saying a word, memela, that has a hashpa on the other person. He gave a muscle. Hashpa is from the word shipua, an inclination. You ever notice the way they build a roof? They build slanty rooftops. What's that? Because if it snows, accumulation of snow, could weigh heavily and damage the roof. So they make the roof slanty, so everything, the mela, slides down. Do you have to have someone pushing the snow down or pushing the rain down?
Of course not.
It happens automatically. It rolls down. That's a sipur. That's an inclined surface. He said, that's the pshat. That's the real way of being mechanech through haspor. A person doesn't have to teach, doesn't have to make a drasha. Just doing what you have to do, doing properly, that's the greatest way of being mechana. This Eid didn't tell me the halacha, didn't give me musa, but just watching his chsidus, his chavivus for a mitzvah, was the greatest I saw. I remember once also happened here, I was once had to go to the city, I needed a ride back from the city, and there was a balabas that was in the colony down the road. He said he would take me, but he doesn't know what time he's leaving in the morning. He has to go early morning, but he has to find the minyan. And he started giving me a whole drasha. I can't, my day depends on my davening. I must have a good davening. I have to find a minyan. I don't know where. If you find a minyan early, call me. If not, I'm going to call you. And this Yid's whole trip to the mountains depended on his davening, his good davening. That's a haspah. He wasn't teaching me. He wasn't being mechanach me. But with his obsession, with his ahava for a davening, he taught me what a davening is. You know, we say every day in davening, and the Mepharshim asked, the Chayr is a Sefer. Every Yid, a Bach and a Yeshiva, a Balabas, daven the same Bulibein Ubina, Lahavin, Ulahaskil, Ishmaya, Lilmait Ulalam. You hear? A Balabas that has to catch the train, he's running to work, he doesn't give a shir, he doesn't give a chabura, he doesn't teach. And every day he asks the Eivishta for seichel, not only to learn, but to teach. When do you plan on teaching? A yeshiva bacha, a young bacha in a yeshiva, he doesn't give chaburas, he's not giving a shir. And every day he asks the Eivishta for seichel to teach. Rabbi Yid, Rabbi Bacha, when are you planning on teaching another person? And every day you ask the Eivishta for seichel to teach. But Moshe Zechariah Rabbi Bacha once said, yes, every person is a melamed. A yeshiva bacha, a balabas, every yid is a melamed. By doing what you have to do, by being medakzik in a davening, by having a chesik, by having chesivas for a seder, by looking at your watch saying, it's 9:30, seder starts, I have to run, I have to be on time. That's a melamed. You're teaching the chesivas of a seder. When there's a room full of bachim and a bacha jumps up, I have to be tishachis on time. On time is not baruchu, but on time is brachis. That bacha is being a malamit. He's not giving a shir, but he's teaching others what a davening is. Every person could be a malamit, or better yet, every person is a malamit, because that's human nature, of Avraham. Tayyar Abay say that's the way a person is. The Rambam in his day is Perek Vav Halacha Aleph says it so clearly. Derech b'yosei shel adam liyos nimshach b'day oisav uvamaisav achareya v'chaveirav. Every person is mushpa. Every person is influenced by the ad by his chaveirim. So every person is a malamed. He's teaching, hopefully l'toiv, Chalila l'mutav, but every person is teaching the other person. And every person has to have davin, to have seichel, to be a good in melamed. Now, once we've asked to speak to Balabatim about the union of Maisik Sofim, about giving a tenth or a fifth of your earnings. And I must tell you, speaking about Maisik Sofim is a very challenging subject. As I'll say, if I say to Dovah Sheyefech Hasar and Kis, a person has to take off a tenth of his earnings, very difficult. I prepared my Mari Chazal, Sipure Chazal. I found out afterwards that what was the most effective, that had the greatest impact, was a story I told almost Kulachayad. A story about a lady. She's incidentally a single mother. She was never divorced. And she was raising her children on her own. She had no income, apparently. And she lived, Rahmanov's son, literally off welfare. One day she called me and told me this background, and she wants to know if you have to give Maisa money from the welfare money that the government gives you. I can't tell you how that moved me. A single mother raising a family without a source of income. She has a few dollars from welfare, and the only thing she has on her mind, she's worried about giving Maisa from welfare. Mika Amcha Yisrael, Mika Amcha Yisrael. Look at the nothing to Tanius. I was thinking about the Shaila, so I said, you asked me if you have to give. Maybe you Bechlad don't have to give. You're raising a family. So she told me very respectfully, I didn't ask if I have to. I'm giving Maisa. How do I calculate the Maisa? And I told this over. And people said that had the greatest rush. You see the chesed, you see the hitzoyrus that people had from seeing the way a yid lived the way he should live. And I was thinking, it's unbelievable. Look how true it is, the koyach of hashpah. Look how true it is that every yid is a melame. This lady didn't get up and give a shiur about the mechaben Yeridei Reish Mem Zayin. Ein other ma'ani min a tzedakah, that no one becomes poor from tzedakah. Nothing bad comes out of giving tzedakah. She didn't teach that, but she was a living example of what the mechaben means, and she was ma'ira hundreds of yidden to give ma'isa not by teaching, but by being a living example. And that's what Rav Moshe meant. Every yid is a melame. Every yid can be a mashpia. Someone came to me once and says, your relative so-and-so, he taught me how to live with Shmir Salasi. Baruch Hashem, it's a few weeks, a few months. I haven't said last night because of your relative. I was a little surprised. I happen to know their relative is very, very nizhar in Shmiras HaLashon. But I asked, I didn't know that person gave the shir. I didn't know, where did he give his shir? So the other person chuckled and says, no, he doesn't give a shir. But I have a daily encounter with him. I work with him. And I see no matter what, in which any situation, if there's any shemesh, if there's any chashash of Lashon Hara, he stops it. And being with him, watching him in action, he taught me the importance of Shmiras HaLashon. That's the boy say the koyach of Ashpa. That every yid is a melame. You don't have to get up and give drashas amol by being a living kiddush Hashem. That really is the greatest koyach. You know one of the Tayag mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. It's in Parshas Emor. V'nigdasi b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Versteitzich, the ikka chiyav is that if Rachman l'tzlan in a shashmad, a person has to be willing to give up his life for the Eibushim. The Mepharshim wonder, the choice of words seems to be a bit inaccurate. If it means you have to give up your life, it should say Tikatsu Eshemi. You should be Mekadosh my name. Ba'erev Toichlu Matzah. You should eat Matzah, right? Similar lesson. Tikatsu Eshemi. V'nigdasti is a lesson Nifal. That means it should be Niskadosh. My name should be sanctified. Why that lesson? It should say you should, not it should be as if it's automatic. You know what the pshat is, Rabbi saying? You know much oimik, you know much halach lemaisa in that choice of words? A little over a year ago, I was in Toronto for a simcha, and by the table I met a yid. And he says, I'm very excited. So-and-so was in the city, and I must go see him. So I to make conversation, I said, why, what's that? But what do you have with so-and-so? I'll never forget these exact words. He pointed to his yarmulke, and he said, you see this kippah? 4 years ago, he said, I put on this kippah because I met that person. And I know that person. He's not a mashpia. He's not an interior v'chaykin. So I asked him, like, matter of fact, what happened 4 years ago? What did you see? What happened? He says, when I saw that person, I realized I no longer have an excuse. I have no terrors, why I'm not religious. And then, right then and there, I became firm. You think about it. It was him, his wife, he has two daughters. So my mitzvah. The boys, you're talking about doiris and mirat Hashem of maminim, b'nei maminim, because there was a yid that didn't say a word, but acted like a yid. And the other person became firm with his family because he saw another person. Because the other person was not a mechanech necessarily. He was a melamed. He was a mashpia par excellence. He was able to be mekarev a whole mishpacha because he acted the way a yid should act. And he explained to me the way he had midos, the way he was mekabel another person. You know, the Mishnah Avos says, "Kol mezakeh es harabim ein chet bo yodai." And of course, that means someone who works for a tziva is moitzei nefesh for a tziva. But here we see a nufshat. Here we see there's a yid that could be mezakeh a mishpacha and klaizel just by being himself. Chazal taitz the pasuk in Daniel. Matzvikei harabim shekechovim li'olam vo'ed. The schus they have is mitzchias. I believe that's going on this yid. He was mekar of a whole mishpacha because he was a yid the way a yid should be. And that's Kiddush Hashem. We hear the word Kiddush Hashem, we think it means jumping into a raging fire. That's true. But there's another way of Kiddush Hashem, and that's not dying our Kiddush Hashem, but living our Kiddush Hashem. Rabbeinu Yoinin Shari Tshuva Gimel Kuf Memches says, Midarkei HaKiddush Hashem V'hoidia V'chol Miftei Svasayim, in every word the way you speak, V'chol HaSeyim Z'neinayim, the way a person motions, the way a person uses his eyes, V'chol Hanhagu Foyal Yodayim, every action could be a Kiddush Hashem. It's Moyedik, because that Yid was Mekayim Rabbeinu Yoinin's Kiddush Hashem. The Gemara in Yuma, the whole sugya of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, doik v'tisa. Look how the Gemara teaches Kiddush or Chil Hashem. Zog the Gemara, what Chil Hashem? Zog the Gemara, Rav says, if I buy meat from the butcher and I don't pay him right away, that's Chil Hashem. Why? Zog Rashi, because people don't see me paying. And they learned from me, Lias Mizalzul Begeza. Rav went to the butcher, he didn't pay on the spot, probably he won't pay or forget, and they're going to learn from me to God. That's Chil Hashem. We think Chil Hashem is someone does something that's a scandal, that shocks the country, and it's in every headline in the papers. When someone sees what you do and learns from you, Chalil, in a bad way, that's Chil Hashem. And the Gemara continues, an even bigger chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan says, you know what Chil Hashem is? If I go Dalet Amos without Torah, that's Chil Hashem. Zok Rashi, you hear this? Ve'ein akol yoydin shenechlasti b'gersasi. People don't know that I'm nevach shvach, I'm tired, I need a rest. They don't know that. They see, Rabbi Yochanan is not learning. U'lemeidin heimeni livotel mitalma Torah. They learn from me to be Avishrach to learn. That's Chil Hashem. When you cause a rifim by another, you that's Chil Hashem. The Chofetz Chaim, if you do it, was never late for Shach. Once there was an oinus and he was late, he made it his point after davening, he went to the bima, Rabbi say, I was late today because this and this happened, that was extenuating circumstances, that's why I was late. Because that could be a Chilul Hashem. It's not only the scandalous activity, but when someone learns from the person in the wrong way, that's Chilul Hashem. And I ask you, out loud, when you see a person, the Frat of Ben Yeshiva, talking about Chazaras Hashem, Rachmana Lefan, yes, we could say Rachmana Lefan, isn't that a colossal Chilul Hashem? In Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Chav Dal and Aruch Chaim states, God l'avoyim min yisoy. So a Yid, a Ben Torah, that knows the Shulchan Aruch, how could it be? How is it possible he has the audacity to talk in Chazar Sashan? You know what he's saying? You know what he's really saying, perhaps in a subconscious way, but you know what he's saying? Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch has a God l'avoyim in his sight, but don't worry, don't take it so literally. Relax. That's a Chilul Hashem without saying the word, without teaching the other person, but that's a Chilul Hashem. In fact, Rashi in Shabbos Lamed Gimel teaches the word Chilul Hashem, Adam Gadol Tepani, Adam Lamed Neimenu Ve'ein Anizah B'maisav Nimsa Akitana Milzalu Mitar Ayos. That's Chilul Hashem. Not the Chilul Hashem, someone that does something at the talk of town, but like Rashi says, that he teaches she'ein mamish b'toyah v'nimtza Hashem mitzchalo. And that's midah toyah merubah. The biggest kiddush Hashem, the truest form of kiddush Hashem, is when a person does what he has to do. Because you could have a yid, a pasha the yid, that taught others what it means not talking by laning. You could have a yid that taught us what it means of davening. You could have an Isha Kisheira that taught Yidin the importance of giving tzedakah. And each, believe me, I have no doubt, each and every one of these will enjoy l'netzach the bracha of kol mezakeh harabim. Each one of those will enjoy the bracha of matzike harabim kikechavim li'olam voed. Because they were a living kiddush Hashem. Because they taught Yidin by their actions, by their chesivus for the mitzvah. You know something, Rabbi Say? Kiddush Hashem, you don't have to jump into a burning fire. Kiddush Hashem, in fact, you don't have to say anything, you don't have to do anything. A person, just by, in his own Dalet Amis, Adam B'Shalai could make the greatest Kiddush Hashem. There's a Yid that is him and his family are from because another Yid did nothing other than being an Erech Yid. A most remarkable Kiddush Hashem. That other Yid maybe doesn't know what he did. Maybe he'll never know, but he was Zoycha to be Mekar V'Gantza Mishpacha. And I think that's the pshat v'nigdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. It doesn't have to be tik tachu, you have to get up and do something b'kum v'aseh. But very often the Kiddush Hashem is nifal, is v'nigdashti, by you doing yours, by not talking by davening, by not talking by chazar Hashem. That could be the truest Kiddush Hashem. And this is every yitzricha. The pasuk says, "V'nigdashti b'soyach b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem mikadishchem, hamoytzi eschem mi'eretz Mitzrayim." So apparently, there's a relationship. Why is there a mitzvah kiddush Hashem? I took you out of Mitzrayim. Zokti sifra. Yes, there is a shayches. Amenaskein hoytzi eschem mi'eretz Mitzrayim, shetikatu eshmi v'rabim. That's why the Eibushter took us out of Mitzrayim, that we should make a kiddush Hashem. And you look at it, it's strange. Let's say, Baruch Hashem, I live in peaceful times. I don't live in the Crusades. I don't live through a Nazi Germany. I don't have to go give my life. What's with the pasuk? What's with my shlichus? But the answer, Abai say, is because Kiddush Hashem is not only in difficult times. A person, every yid, is a malamed, is a mashpia, and that is Kiddush Hashem. There are so many other mishalim. There are so many other halachal mice that I could give you. But the story that I believe that you must know, every person is a malamed. The young bacha, the balabas, every person is a malamed. Because people are watching. People are being mushfa. And you know something, I was just thinking, do I have to bring you raya? Do I have to prove this? Don't we all know, and think about this just for one moment, we're b'nei yeshiva, learning yeshiva, don't we all know it comes the end of a zman? Soiv zman? And we are certain, there's always that one bacha, he is always frisch, he is always full of chiyas, beginning of his man, the end of his man, he's never avishva. That's a kiddush Hashem. That bacha is a malamed. He's a mashpia. You know, we have chaverim, but that bacha, we could say, I don't remember him ever coming late to davening. He's not doing anything special, but that's kiddush Hashem. He's a malamed. Sometimes, or probably more often than not, the most effective, the most powerful kiddush Hashem is when a person sees another person and he's a mela mushpa. And libi aymali, that's the shot in the Gemara Pesachim. Of course, the Sfardeya is not mechuyev, is not mitzuva. But kachi darki shaloyim, like the Rambam says, derech v'yosei, a person is influenced from his surroundings. Chananya Mishol Vazaya didn't make a kal v'chayma. It wasn't a lumdish of kal v'chayma, but it was a metzias of kiddush Hashem. They saw even Sfardeyim are willing to give up their lives. That had a hashpa, because that's the way the Eibishter made a person. A person is mushpa. There's so much that a person could accomplish by doing just what he has to do with simcha, with chiyas, with gishmak, with a bren. A person could be a mezakeh sarabim in his own dalara. A person could be a malamid in his own dalara. By doing things with the right mesirus, believe me, that's the biggest mashpia. And Nebuch Fakeret is also true. You know, we talk in Yiddishkeit, you know, the worst accusation, you could say a person, a chayte umachti, Chazal, the Mishnah Novus, ain't mashpikin biyadi lasei tshuva, kamat is no tshuva. The Gemara in Soitza Mem Zayin says, one of the classic chayte umachti was Geichasi. What did he do? Ma pishay ma chatosay, why was Geichasi the musa of chayte umachti? So the Gemara says, one pshat, he helped the Golem of Yerubim. He gave a certain credibility to the Avodah Zarah. A terrible chaytu machti. What could be worse? The Gemara says another pshat, Ikka de Amri. He had a Shem Chokuk Alpume, and the Shem said Anoichi V'layilacha. Again, he was marvitz Avodah Zarah, brought him a terrible chaytu machti. Then the Gemara says another pshat, but this is a third pshat. Ikka de Amri, Rabbanim Zochim Mikame. Elisha was the Rebbe, the Talmidim, and Gehazi pushed away the Talmidim from going in front of Elisha, learning from Elisha. Very strange. That's Chaytu Machti. But you know what's even more strange? What does it mean he was Geicha Talmidim? So we probably think he was standing outside with a weapon. Don't you, whoever goes into the door, steps over the threshold, I'm going to kill him, right? Maybe we could understand that's a Chaytu Machti, comparable to Avodah Zarah. But it's not the truth. The Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin Peregid Alacha Beis says he didn't say a word. He didn't do a thing. Zuck the Yerushalmi, he sat outside. And Geichasi, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says he was a Giba B'Torah. So they said, oh, look, Geichasi's not going into the Shia. He probably realizes the Shia has nothing to it. He said it last year, he repeats. He's not that, there's not so much amkid, not so much goyness. If it would be something worthwhile, Geichasi would go in. He's the biggest lamdin. Zog the Yishalmi, because of that, the Talmidim then enter the Shia. And that's the Chaytumach. That's the chayt u'machsi that's comparable to spreading about the Zorah. How this teaches our boy say, how this shows us the koyach that every person is a melamed, every person is a masbira. He didn't say a word, he didn't do a thing, but he was the classic chayt u'machsi because he caused the rifyan, he caused the shvachkai. How many riots we have to bring when we think of this yisoid? That's a chayt u'machsi. And a person says, but why? I'm just sitting here. What is it my business? Whatever everyone else does. But Chazal say a brilliant master. Imagine a person. He wants to make a hole. He wants to go fishing. A hole in the ship. Everybody's going to sink. They start yelling, "What are you doing?" He says, "Excuse me. This is my cabin. I paid rent. I'm not bothering you. I'm not getting near your place. This is under my bed. Let me do what I want." Does Chazal, that person is a mesugar. He's a righteous. He's a reshaya. We're all going to sink. Chazal say that's the pshat here also. A person says, "I'm going to do what I want, and who cares about anybody else?" But that's not true. Because I think their heads, like the Rambam says, a person is mushpa, a person is nimshach after his chaverim. How this has to be halacha l'maaseh. How this we have to think about from time to time. A person thinks, "I'm a bacha, I'm not a Rosh Hashiva, I'm not a Rebbe." It's not true, it's not emes. A person in his life can be the most effective melamed, or Rachman of Islam, he could be a chayt u'machsi. A person, let me say this clearly, a person in his life could be a mezakeh sarabim, mazdikeh harabim, kikachav ma'ilam vo'ed, or Rachman of Islam, a chayt u'machsi. Don't we see it? If there's a rifyan in davening, it's because people have a mentality, "I'm not the only one." Or sometimes everybody does it. Now whether he really believes in that, or is just to satisfy his conscience, but that's a chayt u'machsi. Because we know the Chazal speaking about davening, and he's saying, "Don't worry. I'm afraid to say this, but that was the chet of Amalek." Chazal say he cooled it off for the others. Because a person is a mashpia. Whether he likes it or not, a person is a melamed. Putim Ekspor. Why should we have to stand and speak about Putim Ekspor? Besides the Bittul Torah, the Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, to say the Chassidim says it's Bezoyin Ekspor. Isn't it sufficient? The Cypher says it's Midas Achzori, it's Midas Resha. So how could it be B'nai Torah, B'nai Aliyah could even contemplate not putting back a safe? You know what the answer I think is? "I'm not the only one. What do you want from me? Look around. There's so many Svarim on the stem." That's a chayt u'machsi. I'm afraid to say it, but that's a chayt u'machsi because he's influencing others. And believe me, me the Toiv and Meruba, when I see a Ben Yeshiva getting up after learning and putting back the Svarim, that's the Nigdasi B'Seif B'nei Yisrael. That's the Melamed that's teaching us that when Chazal says something, it has to be reality. If Chazal says to put that Svarim, it has to be reality. Someone sitting by a table with Yeshiva Bacham, and something comes up, a Safik, a Svek, Fake, and Lashon Hara, and when that, that is Ruach, says Rabbi Sai, it might be Lashon Hara. Let's not talk about this. I guarantee he was Mekayev and Igdasti B'Soich B'nei Yisroel of the Shemsa Oysen. Because he's a Mashpia. He's teaching others that on a Svek, 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 Sveka of Lashon Hara, we have to sit there. I'll give you another one. You can have a shir, a shmooz, in a shul, a drasha, an appeal. It was a good shmooz. And then all of a sudden, watch the reality of what I'm going to tell you now. Someone could be there without doing anything to Matt, without saying a word, and he could possibly, he could destroy the whole effect of the shmooz of the shir. Or he can make a crumb of the nose, a jester. He destroyed everything. He didn't say a word, but it's a chaytima. To the point, don't we see this? You know, Rav Volba once said, it fired the kishmuz. And it must have been so fantastic, and the block went up because this shmuz was eisen. Mom, it's perfect. Rav Volba rang with the big machana. He wanted to teach the boy a lesson. He says, you know, you think it's untouchable? You can't refute this? I could slug up that whole shmuz without a word. The boy says, really? How? It was mamas. It was so clear and so crystal clear. How could you slug it up? Watch, Rav Volba says. Lutzonis achas doichem meyas hefrach. Isn't he right? Isn't it true? Unfortunately, doesn't happen in the yeshiva. A shir, a shmuz, whatever it may be, doesn't happen in a shul. Doesn't realize it. It's almost reflected without thinking. But that's what Chazal was saying. Rashi says, Chilul Hashem is chaytu mafti, because you could ruin the effect, because a person is a mashpia, he is a malamed. You know, there's a concept of mitzvahs she'odam doshba, a cave of Chazal found in the, that's alluded to in the pasuk for Yeik of Tishman. You know why that's such a chronic problem? Because it's odam doshba cave. Because he does it and he does it, so what's the big deal? And you know what the solution is? That a person doesn't do it. A person shows his ahirus because he's being a malamed that loizu hadera. The concept of kibarav, you have to hear so much about kibarav, but it's something that needs so much tikkun. And I tell you, I hear this from parents year after year. You know what's the most effective way of teaching children about kibarav? It's when a boy comes home from yeshiva or comes home from camp and he treats his parents with their affairs. When he's a living example of Kabiras Avicha Vasimecha, that has the greatest, the most powerful impact on all the other siblings. He doesn't have to give his shir and reish mem, he'll just keep it up. But he's a malamed. He's a mashpia. You want to make a kiddush Hashem, you want to teach the world what's the greatness of keep it up, but you're not a Rebbe, you're not a mechanech. That's not true, you are a mechanech. You're going home in a few days. You could teach your family the importance of kibud av v'nigdasti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. By living kibud av, by acting kibud av, you're teaching kibud av. A parent told me, my son made a mapecha and is in our house. That's a malamed. Kvod Rabba, you hear so much about it. The way you could have such an effect on others is by living Kvod Rabbi. In English, it's a wonderful expression, a domino effect. The boy said, that's the reality. That's the reality that's called haspa, that's called lilmaid ulalameid. By being what you have to be, that's mashpia on others and others to others. And the frat now. Baruch Hashem, we still have a few days left of this month. It's far from over. There's over 4 days. But we have to start thinking, this is the last time we're going to be together talking here. There's a halacha l'maisa. We have to think as we go home. You know, you prepare to go home, you have to pack, do this. You have to learn hilchos going home. And you know what the halacha, the most important halacha is? You could be a great mashpia. You could be a tremendous malamed. You were zoicha to spend weeks, 4 weeks, 8 weeks in a makam kaddish like this. Rabbeim, gedolei Torah, chaverim, misalta and mishamta from the yeshiva sevel. You learned this makam kaddish called Arshiraga. That you know. But I want to tell you in no uncertain terms, when you go home, you have to teach it. You have to show what you learned in these weeks. You have to show. You don't have to darshin ashe misha moli batayra. You have to live ashe misha moli batayra. By learning, by learning with the Chiyas, you're teaching in the most effective way. Asrei Misha Momi Batoira. That's your Lalame. By living with Tiberav, with Tvoid Rabbi, with Tvoid Habriyai that you learned in these weeks, now is the opportunity of Lalame. Not by darshening, but by being Mashpia, by being a shining example. Someone came to his Rebbe, you know, I learned Yechagolein Gan Shas. So the Rebbe says, good. Abavos Hachas Begelein. Rabbi said, you spend weeks in our Shraga learning Torah. Now you have to go home and show Vos Hachas Begelein. Kama, like the Gemara in Yuma, Kama Noyim Zerachav, Kama Sukonim Zerachav. Now is the opportunity to teach others, to be zoicha to the bracha of Matziti Haravim, Kikechavim Li'olam Voed. You might think, I'm a young bacha, I'm not a mashpia, but it's not true. Every ben Torah, the Friday and our door is, it has a tremendous opportunity because people are looking. The reason why our door is different, because our society is bankrupt. Taibus Oilam Haza, the pursuit of happiness has only led to an unprecedented, unparalleled amount of depression, suicide, drug addiction. Because finally we have seen the emptiness, the utter emptiness of a life of Oilam Haza. And that's why Doik Fatishaf, there are so many Balei Tshuva today, because people are looking. People are looking to be mushfa, to be taught a derech hachayim. And that's our privilege, living in this Bar Afrin, to be a shining example, to show the Asrei Misha Mole Batoira. Basheva, we know in the Navi, told David HaMelech, Eine Kol Yisrael Alecha, people are looking at you. And if I may just adapt those words, I tell each and every one of you, Eine Kol Yisrael Alecha. People are looking to see what is Torah, was hachas ungelern. It's a tremendous opportunity to be mashpia on others. The Chofetz Chaim used to say, when I was young, I dreamt of changing the whole world. I'm going to go out and change the world. I got a little older, I saw it wasn't happening. So I decided I'm going to at least change my country. That I could do. I got a little older, I realized it's not happening. I'm going to change Rabbi. I'm going to turn and make this a total revolution in Rabbi. Now I'm really an old man. I see even that's not possible. I'm going to change myself. And I'm devoting my life to changing myself. So Rabbi Chanan, who heard it from the Chofetz Chaim, said, it's true. The Chofetz Chaim tried to change himself. And he changed himself. But by changing himself, he didn't only change himself, he changed Rabbi. Living in a tzviva, living in the Ashpah, in the Chofetz Chaim, changed the people of Rabbi. And through Rabbi, he changed the country. And the people of the country changed the world. There's so much chachm in that quote, Sichas Chumer of a Chanan. Because that's the strongest koyach of Ashpah. When a person is focusing on himself, he's living the way he's supposed to live, he's davening the way he's supposed to daven, he's treating people the way a ben Torah is supposed to treat people, that has the strongest effect on others. When you're thinking about going home and living, going back with people, with family, with friends, with neighbors in the shul, in your yeshiva, remember, and don't ever forget this, your actions, you could be a phenomenal melamed. You could have a tremendous hashpah on other people. Because people are looking out. People want to be mechuzik. People want to be mushta. Yerushalmi in the end of Brachis says a very tempting offer. Imra Isa Briosh and Isyaisu Yedeyim in Atayra Ma'oid. If you see a time of terrible rifi in Atayra, Amoid his chazik ba va'atem mekabel schar kulon. if you see a time that there's so much risk here, be mechazik, and you'll get tchar for everybody. I don't know if this is the only pshat, but I think this is certainly one of the pshatim. Because what's a pshat? If I'm a chazik, I get tchar for what I do. Why do I get tchar for kulam, for everybody else? Libi Oimli, there's a very important message. Because a time of rifyayin is also a time of tremendous opportunity. By living Asri Misa Moli Batoira, by living Dracha Dar Chaynoyam, ultimately, inevitably, you're going to be Mashpia on others, you're going to be Malamed others, you're going to change others, you're going to improve others. And then you're a Mazake Es Harab, then you're Mashpike Harab, and you're covering the Oilam Void. Rabbeisai, remember what I tell you, you B'nai Torah, you're the ambassadors, you're the spokesman for Torah HaKadosha. And there's never been a door like our door of Nisiyais Yedeya Min HaTorah, that vassal gets louder and louder, Oilem Lebriyat Mil Boinus El Torah. And it's our opportunity, it's our privilege to make V'nigdasti B'Soich B'nai Yisrael. You don't have to go out and kirv a chaykim, but by doing what you have to do, that's the greatest hashpah. The door of the Siyas Yudayim in Atar that we live in is waiting, is inviting, is imploring us to teach them the Drachei Adar Chaynoyim. So the Yevish Tehelson, we should realize the Koyches, the ability that we have, both in family, in neighbors, and in yeshiva. We could be Mashpia, we could be Malamdin, we could have that Chus HaRabim that's totally in us. Remember this, remember the koyches that each and every one of us has. And certainly we'll realize the bracha of Matziki Haram to be Chavim Le'olam Vod.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com